It all started July 29th, 1996. Being born into a different family is something that a child will never forget. Living each day wondering who to call mom or dad. I could never do this because as a little kid growing up, I was always moving. I felt as if no one had loved me. Believe me when I tell you, the things that I saw as a child is something no child should ever experience. All I wanted was for this nightmare to end. I just wanted to feel like someone cared and loved me. You may think as a little kid it never hurt, but in reality, that's when it hurt the most. I would always wonder to myself if I would live to see the next day. Soon that would all change. Well, one day, I was in a foster care family, and I heard the news that I was going to be adopted. As a six-year-old, my dream was now starting to become a reality. The process had started when my new parents would come to Guatemala every so often to come visit me. I got to know who they were and feel like I could call them mom and dad. Things were going smoothly that I was able to go home a lot sooner. The day I was going home, my parents got a phone call about a little boy being adopted as well. Without any hesitation, they quickly said yes. They did not want him to experience what I had to. It wasn't fair. Little did I know, the little boy was my cousin. Now we will be brothers and both tell about how we each got a second chance at life. We had got home, and now I didn't recognize anything. I knew from this day forward that things will never be the same. Being part of a family was my only dream. I was up for a surprise when I had got home because I had found out that I had two more brothers. I had found out that they had come from Mexico. My parents' main goal was to give kids like us a second chance. Yes, years went on, and we lived as a happy family. One day we were sitting around the living room when the phone rang. It was a call about a 12-year-old girl in Mexico who needed a home. The love that my parents have for kids in this situation is unbelievable. They did everything they could to bring her home. A couple months later, she was with us. You may think it stops there. It keeps going. It keeps going, though. My parents always were a part of a foster care, so we would always be watching kids for different amounts of times. One time, we got these two newborn babies. We had started to fall in love with them. We felt as if they were part of our family. Days later, we heard the phone ring. They had asked us if we wanted to adopt the twins. The answer had been yes. Now we were all one big happy family. I love my parents to death. Seeing all this unfold in front of my eyes made me super happy. I hope one day to make a child's dream become a reality.